Well, let's do it. Robert Height, I don't know if you know who is the original band who did this song. Listen to the song. Do you know who the band is that did the original Tequila, Robert Height?
No, I don't.
It's the Champs, my friend. Congratulations there, Champ.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
So,
it was an amazing day.
Now, the name of the song is Tequila. Is Robert Height a Tequila fan?
Absolutely not.
Nailed it!
What's Robert Height?
Coors Light. I can drink a few Coors Lights on you.
Okay, there we go.
So is that your drink of choice tonight, now that you're celebrating your third NHRA Funny Car Championship?
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, once you win a championship, you can't really celebrate. You got to call folks like you. You got to go back home and write a damn speech for the banquet. It's stressful.
Robert Height, writing a speech with six Coors Lights in your belly would be legendous. I am dying to hear that come tomorrow.
I know it. I'll have a few, but I gotta write a speech. It's that's not my favorite part of this job, that's for sure.
But just think, Raymond Beadle, Don Perdomo, John Force, Kenny Bernstein, and Robert Height. You guys are the only names to win more than two Funny Car Championships. That's speech worthy, period.
It is, and it's amazing that my name's even mentioned with those legends. It's those were the guys that I, when I was a kid, watched on TV, and I still can't even wrap my hands around that this is happening to me. So it's pretty amazing, very fortunate, got a great team, and man, I just, It's gonna sink in a couple days, but this was a stressful day for me. You know, you can try to trick your brain and do all these things and say, okay, it's just another round. You know, treat it like another round. That way you perform and do the best you can. But when I went up against Hagen in the semifinals, because that was for all the marbles, if I would have lost that round, it was over for Robert Height. Matt Hagen or Jack Beckman were going to be the champs, one of the two. So my heart was beating out of my chest when I was staging the car. And it's like, but it just shows you how much you care about this sport and care about winning. And, you know, I kept thinking to myself, we have dominated this year. Mm-hmm. Most wins, you know, we've led the points all year long. What a shame it would be if we didn't get it done, you know, on the last day of the season. But it all worked out and we did get it done.
Robert Height, NHRA Funny Car Champion, three times over, joining us here in the Freak Nation. Run us through that last burnout there in the finals where we thought you had to just stage the car to win the championship, but evidently you just needed to show up and zip up your fire suit. So run us through the whole burnout and the car's just stuck there in the midway through the track.
So it's kind of funny. I wanted to do a big burnout because it's fun and the pressure was off. Still wanted to beat Jack Beckman. Do not get me wrong about that. I wanted to win my seventh win of the year and finish on a high note with a win. But I thought, you know what? The fans love long, smoky burnouts. That's all they talk about. And we never get to do it. So I told the guys, put some extra fuel in it. Start first. I'm going to do a big long burnout and have some fun. And on the run, if I felt anything out of, you know, abnormal, I'd have lifted because it didn't really matter at that point. And do the burnout, longest burnout I've ever done. And I put it in reverse and I'm smoking it back to the starting line because I didn't want to hang Beckman out. And next thing I know, it started to rev up and lean out and shut off. And originally the guy told me, well, it kicked the rods out. And I'm like, what a bummer, because we've made 180 some runs this year and we never kicked the rods out one time, which is unheard of in a fuel car. So that's props to my guys. Way to go. It's amazing. Almost unheard of. And then their goofy driver decides to do a long burnout and kicks the rods out. But when we got it back to the pits here, it didn't kick the rods out. So basically what happened was I was going in reverse way too hard, and all the fuel ran forward in the tank, and the pump couldn't pick it up, and it died because it ran out of fuel. And, you know, I'm like, I didn't want to have my car stuck out there. You know, that's dangerous for Beckman. But, and I had to get out of the car because I'm damn sure not sitting in there. And anyway, it's just kind of weird the way it unfolded. But when I climbed out of that car, the crowd went nuts. They loved that burnout. And then Lewis Bloom from NHRA, his fast five for the weekend, number one was my final burnout. So it got some attention. It was kind of cool.
Robert Height, NHRA Funny Car winner, champion, I should say, champion, three-time champion, joining us here in the Freak Nation. Let's go back to that semifinal race against Matt Hagan. You're talking about your heart pumping out of your chest. You've been in high stressful situations before. What's your method to calm down to make sure you don't miss that light, to make sure you drive that car through the lights and on to the next round? What's your method?
Well, truthfully, I don't think I've ever had a position like that where it's win or go home. Okay, it's never been that way. You know, I've always thought in my mind, what would it be like, you know, to race, make one run for a world championship? Okay, I've never had that. And it's always, I won first round, you know, in 17, and then Caps ended up losing first round, and I won the championship. So it wasn't that stressful. 09, all I needed to do was qualify. That wasn't that stressful. But racing Hagan, and he's won the last two races, he's good on the tree, that is stressful. That you've got to go up there and do your job, beat him. Otherwise, it's over. Because if I would have lost that round, Beckman or Hagan were the champs. It's just the way it was. I was not going to win it. So, you know, you've just got to try to, you know, relax as much as you can, but it wasn't working for me. I lie to myself. You know, it's like it means a lot winning a championship. It's what you work for all year long. It's the pinnacle of our sport. So my heart was beaten, and luckily it all worked out. I mean, I performed. Next time, who knows? Maybe I won't perform, but I'll have more confidence the next time, I tell you that, because I've already done it.
Robert Height, three-time NHRA Funny Car Champion, joining us here in the Freak Nation. And we had you on this exact same time in 2017 after your last title. And we asked you what you were getting ready to do in the offseason after the banquet. And that's when we learned that you were, what is it, a trap shooter. It's incredible. So when are you going to be doing that again?
Yeah, I'm going to do that around the Thanksgiving and New Year's time. They've got some shoots around California. It's kind of funny. If I'd have lost the championship today, I would have been ready to go back to work tomorrow and start the 2020 season. But now that we got it done, won this championship, I want to take a couple days off and kind of enjoy this and relax, because, man, this has been stressful. I went to Dallas and I red lit, okay? And then no guarantees I would have won that round, but I red lit. I screwed up. Then you go to Las Vegas, and I lose on a hole shot to Beckman. And he got lucky, okay? He double-stepped it, caught it, and got lucky. But nonetheless, it was a hole shot. But I didn't have a bad light. And then you're coming into here, and it's like you can't screw up, okay? You got to get over all that. You got to put that behind you, and that adds extra pressure to you. So, you know, after Vegas, you have a week and a half to think about all this stuff. And it was the longest week and a half of my life. And I just could not wait for the national anthem at 11 o'clock Sunday morning to get in that race car and get started to try to win this championship. You know, and whatever happens, happens. But at least you're going for it.
So, Robert Height, with the added stress that came into this year's championship form, was this one, because of that stress, was this one much more rewarding than championships one and two?
Definitely. But it's because of how we won this championship. We led the points all but one race. We won the regular season, won the Winter Nationals, and clear through Indy, nobody led the points but our team. We go to Redding, first race of the countdown. I think Beckman wins the race and gets around us. But then the next race, we got it back, and we never looked back. Huh. So that's what you always dream about. You want to have a year where the countdown doesn't matter. You'd have been the champion no matter what. And the way the competition level is in Funny Car, it's never been tougher. It's the hardest it's ever been. You're not going to see John Force winning 12, 13 races and just dominating. Those days are over. So to win six races like we did and basically lead from start to finish, that makes this more rewarding than any other championship I've ever had. And, you know, we started the year with some new crew guys. I was worried about it going into Pomona. Had some new guys. We had some veterans that decided they wanted to stay home with their families. And when you have turnover and change, you know, it usually takes time to gel and get everybody working on the same page. But we went to Pomona, number one qualifier, and won the race in dominant fashion. And I think this is the best team I've ever had. So that even makes it more special, too, that, you know, these guys stepped up to the plate and we got it done together.
Robert Height, your 2019 NHRA Funny Car Champion. He was crowned today at Pomona, joining us here in the Freak Nation. What were the first few things that John Force, your boss, had to say to you about this third championship?
Well, he was a little confused about how the final round worked, you know, with me, you know, having the thing shut off on the racetrack and having to crawl out of the car. And, you know, he was really mad about the NHRA and the way their points are working, okay? Because truthfully, when I beat Hagen, it was over, okay? We should have got out of the car at the other end and been celebrating our third championship after the semis. But with their new stupid rule about crossing the center line and taking points away there, there's a possibility that I could have went to the final and crossed the center line and lost the championship. So, you know, that's kind of all sucks because, you know, they have oil down penalties and take points away in the regular season, but then in the countdown, they don't take points away because they don't want to mess up a championship. Well, the center line infraction should be the same way. So, you know, we really contemplated, it's like, okay, we're going up there for final round, and we already own the championship. It's ours. And what if this thing blows up, oil gets under the tires, and I cross the center line, something stupid happens, and Beckman gets the championship because we cross the center line? That ain't fair. Mm-hmm. So, you know, some people were saying, don't even drag it up there. Well, we weren't going to do that to the fans. That wasn't in the cards. We want to give a good race and a show for the fans. But we would look like dipshits if we went up there and gave this thing away once we already had it in our hands. So John was a little irritated about all that.
Well, Robert, man, we're proud of you, buddy. It's another championship night where you've joined us here in the Freak Nation, Lucas Oil Studios, buddy. It's awesome what you've done.
Thank you, guys. I remember the first time I called you, my first win in Houston, and it's been fun. So hopefully we can keep doing it for a lot longer.
Heck yes. Now crush that speech tonight, all right?
All right. I'm going to do my best.
Thanks, Robert.
Thanks, guys.
Robert Height, NHRA Funny Car Champion, three times over. Still a strange situation. What happened?
And even he's calling out how things are strange.
Yeah.
I think NHRA is going to have some changes to their point structure in the offseason. Wow. If John Force is upset, if Don Schumacher's upset, those are your two main guys in Funny Car. Hello.
Well, hold on a second.
All right. Conspiracy.
Think about this, Crash. If you don't want to take a chance at crossing the center line, oiling the track down, but you still want to get out there and show your fans, why not do an elongated burnout and claim that you can't back the car back up? Why are you looking at me like that?
No, don't go there. No, I don't believe that for one second. No.
You're not.
When's the last time Robert Height crossed the center line? The chances of him actually doing that were slim to none.
Right.